Chapter 14. Thursday 2. How to do prototypes. Thursday is a bit different from other parts of the sprint. Every prototype is different, so we cannot describe the whole process for you. But we can explain 4 steps that we think are helpful. These are Step 1. Choose the right tools. Step 2. Give team members the right jobs. Step 3. Check the prototype. Step 4. Practice. We will explain why each of these steps is important, and we will show you how to do them. First, we need to talk about your tools. Normally, a tool is a thing that you hold in your hand to do a special job. For example, the most important tool in the kitchen is a knife, which we use to cut food. But when we talk about tools in this book, we mean the things that your team uses every day to make and sell your product. For example, the software that you use in your business. Often, the tools that you use for your normal work will not be right for a prototype. Sometimes, this is because your normal tools are too perfect. Remember that your prototype is not a real product. It only needs to seem real. It does not have to look perfect or be perfect. Another reason that your normal tools will not be right for a prototype is because they are too slow. For a prototype, you need to use tools that will work quickly because you do not have a lot of time. At GV, we use Keynote to prototype apps and websites. It is easy to use, so you can make things look nice quickly. You use slides in Keynote. These slides are like the boxes in a storyboard. You can add writing, lines, and shapes to each slide. You can also add photos, videos, and sound files. If you use Windows, PowerPoint is also an excellent tool for prototyping. But you can also use Keynote to design products that are printed on paper. For example, reports and brochures. If you have a physical product, something real that you can see and feel, Keynote is less useful. However, you could use a 3D printer or change your product in other ways. In many sprints for physical products, you do not need to prototype the product itself. Instead of prototyping the product, you can prototype the brochure, website, video, or slides that you will be using later to sell the product. This works because many people only decide to buy a product because of the information they get from the company that sells it. Customers get this information online or when they speak to someone from the company. The information that you use for marketing will help you to answer some key questions. What are your customers thinking when they are deciding if they want to buy your product? What part of your product is most important for your customers? Is the price right? If you are not sure about how to build your prototype, here are the 4 steps to help you. Step 1. Choose the right tools. This will depend on your product. If your prototype is on a screen, website, software, app, etc., use Keynote, PowerPoint, or a tool for building websites like Squarespace. If your prototype is on paper, report, brochure, etc., use Keynote, PowerPoint, or a writing program like Microsoft Word. If your product is a service, something that your company does for people, for example, giving advice to customers, or helping them to solve problems on the phone or online. Write a script and use your team as actors. If your product is a physical product, print your prototype on a 3D printer or prototype the brochure for the product. You can use Keynote or PowerPoint for your brochure. It seems difficult to prototype a product in just one day, but if you have the right sprint team, you can do it. It is possible that a few people on your sprint will do most of the work. This happens a lot. But there is usually work for everyone on the team to do if you give people the right job. This brings us to the second step. Step 2. Give team members the right jobs. Here are the different jobs for members of the sprint team. We explain what they all mean below. Maker, 2 or more. Stitcher, 1. Writer, 1. Collector, 1 or more. Interviewer, 1. Maker. The makers create the different things that you need for your prototype. Screens, pages, pieces, etc. Makers are usually designers or engineers. But anyone on the team can do this job if they are good at creating things. It might seem difficult to be a maker. But remember that the people on your team probably have the skills they need to make prototypes for your business. You will need at least 2 makers on Thursday. Stitcher. The stitcher's job is to combine the screens, pages, pieces, etc. that the makers make. We call this person the stitcher because if they do a good job, people will not notice all the work that they have done. This is like when someone makes or repairs clothes. When someone has stitched clothes really well, you cannot see the stitches. Stitchers are usually designers or engineers, but almost anyone can do the job. The best stitchers are good at focusing on the job. In the morning, the stitcher explains to the other team members how to prepare their components so that the design all looks the same. Then in the afternoon, they start to combine the work that the makers have finished. Writer. Every sprint team needs a writer, and this is one of the most important jobs. Words are very important for your prototype. And we have already told you that your prototype must seem real. It is impossible to make a prototype that looks real if your writing does not look real. If you are prototyping a science or technology product, it is very important to have a writer who is an expert in these subjects. A good writer really understands the product and knows how to explain it well. Collector. The collector collects all the things that people on the team need for their prototype. These are things that the team members are not going to make for themselves, so they need to come from other places. For example, team members might want to use photos, pictures, videos, and sound files that other people have made. The collector's job is to find these things on the internet, from your company's other products, and from other places. The work that the collectors do will help the makers to work more quickly. You will need at least 1 collector on Thursday. Interviewer. Finally, the interviewer is the person who uses the finished prototype to interview the customers on Friday. On Thursday, the interviewer writes an interview script. See Chapter 15. It is best if the interviewer does not work on the prototype. Interviewers who have worked on the prototype might show the customer what they are thinking. For example, they might smile when the customer says something nice about the product, or they might look unhappy when the customer says something bad about it. After you have given everyone on the team their jobs, you also need to separate the different parts of the storyboard. For example, imagine that your storyboard shows a customer who sees an advertisement, visits your website, and then downloads your app. You can ask one maker to create the advertisement, another maker to create a false website, and a third maker to create a screen for the app download. Do not forget the first scene, the thing that happens before the experience that you are going to test. Make sure that you have a maker and a writer for this first scene. For Blue Bottle, the first scene was a story about the company in the New York Times newspaper. We needed a writer who could write a newspaper story that looked real. You do not need to spend a lot of time on your first scene, but it needs to be believable. When different parts of the prototype are almost ready, the stitcher begins work. The stitcher has to make sure that the prototype is shown in the same way from beginning to end. They also have to make sure that it looks as real as possible. Step 3. Check the prototype. The stitcher makes sure that all the dates, times, names, and other things are used in the same way in the whole prototype. For example, do not say Jane Smith in one place and Jane Smoot in another. Correct any spelling mistakes or other writing mistakes. Small mistakes remind customers that they are looking at a product that is not real. The stitcher's job is very important. When a team separates the work, it is easy to stop focusing on the whole job. The stitcher has to make sure that everything looks similar and everything works. To do this, they should check the other team members' work at different times during the day. If the stitcher thinks that more work is needed on one part of the prototype, they can ask other members of the team to help. Step 4. Practice. We like to practice at about 3 p.m. so that we have enough time to fix any mistakes and solve any problems with the prototype. Ask everyone to stop working. The stitcher then goes through the whole prototype and talks aloud to explain what they see. While this is happening, recheck the storyboard to make sure that you have used all your ideas in the prototype. This is also a good time to recheck your sprint questions. This will help you to get useful answers on Friday. When you practice your prototype, the most important person who will be watching you is the interviewer. The interviewer will be talking with customers on Friday, so they need to know the prototype and the sprint questions really well, so that the interviews go well. We will explain how these interviews work in the next chapter. However, it is good for the whole team to watch, as well as the interviewer. If the decider has not been in the sprint all the time, this is a good moment for them to be in the room. The decider can check that everything they see is the same as what they were expecting to see.